the Anti-FIFA World Cup track.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
That was for a good friend of mine, Graham Crabb, who is the lead singer of the 90s heavyweights indie dance band Populated Stuff, who I think anybody in the indie scene would know who they were and what they all stood about. Well, Graham's a good friend of mine, and he has put Populated Stuff back together again a couple of years ago there. And if I remember rightly, was it 1990? They done a World Cup song, but it was for the Italian World Cup, Cicciolina, it was called.
Yep.
So Graham thought it would be quite funny to do another one for Brazil.
Yeah.
And obviously, it is real anti-FIFA. It's all about how the corruption within FIFA, which has obviously came true since then, all about Sepp Blatter getting fatter, but everybody else doesn't, you know, and he's just got all the cash. So, yeah, Graham just asked me to remix it. We had just basically formed then around that time. It would have been, we would have had hashtag and Atom Vibes sort of done, maybe not finished around there. But Graham just says, here you go, have a go at remixing that. So we done that, and yeah, it turned out really well, and yeah, it's quite a good track, actually. Yeah, a nice Brazilian samba, sort of beat in the middle of it for a day like this.
Oh, I like a bit of Brazilian, but oh, that'd be me. I don't know what I'm clapping my hands for, you can't see, so I'm waving my arms around the studio. Are you going to be going on tour? Do you think that's something that you might sort of, is it, or just getting everybody together, or is it not something you're going to do?
Oh, no, that's something that we really, really, really hope to do.
Yeah.
It is an absolute logistical nightmare at the minute. If you look at it, with two guys in New York, we've a singer in New York, we have a guy called Sean's based in Coventry and France, and I'm in Ireland. We've got singers in Birmingham, and we've got singers in Nottingham. So logistically it's a nightmare, but saying that, it's not impossible, because at the end of the day, if the EP's just out now, the second EP is ready. We've an album's worth of stuff. Me and Sean have literally just started 2 days ago writing again. We've done nothing since about June. We've got a couple of tracks there that we're working on at the moment. But if everything gets received well, and the demand's there for it, 100% we'll be on the road, because, you know, we deserve, with the work we've put into it, to take it out and play it live. You know, how we're going to do that is another major thing, the amount of parts around, but we'll get there. It's, nothing's impossible.
Because you have to
can dance
in a cage.
Work, actually, that's fine. Yeah, work.
Well, see, every time I mention Sean now, I've got the word, and this is going to sound terribly wrong on radio, I've got the word stalker appears in my head, because he's the one who met you in the record shop and then sort of followed you.
He did. He'd admit to that, but that's sort of.
Isn't that weird? But isn't it fate? You meet somebody in a record shop, and then you meet them at university as well.
Yeah, no, it was pretty bizarre. Like, and he's been a good friend ever since, you know. And out of everybody that we went to college with, it was only me and him that were really into the same music as well. And we just gelled and got on really well. And yeah, we've known each other a good 15
years. I like the way you saved it. Then you saved it. You didn't want to sort of put him down.
Well, he still
works
a lot, but for a man.
I'm sure he's lovely. I'm sure, if you're listening out there, Sean, you're lovely,
he's
lovely.
In France now. I don't think he's got the internet where he is.
Oh, excellent. That's good. You've toured with, like, All But Ill and the Prodigy. I know you probably can't tell any sort of stories. Have you got any funny things that have happened on tour that are suitable for daytime radio? Or are they all sort of stored in the memory banks?
let's just say they were fun. And, eye-opening. And pretty exciting, to be fair. It was all good. It's just, I'm sure you can imagine what happened. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, sorry, my main
scroll. Don't want to cause any divorces or any meltdown. I'll leave it at that.
So you've been obviously out in Ibiza.
Yeah.
Tell us, because I'm a little bit of a square. They wouldn't let me. They would probably just say, get off that flight and go home. What is it like out there? What is it for people who will probably never feel that cool enough to go? What's it like?
Well, I've been going for over 15 years, and like, I had a residency and all, and it is a magical place. Not like, it's a cliche, everybody says it, but it is a magical place. It's a place where everybody goes, and it's as if they put up a big shield, and while you're in there, nothing on the outside can get to you.
Yeah.
Everybody's just there having good fun and letting their hair down, and they're not worrying about paying bills, and they're not worrying about anything like that, you know. They're just having fun in the sun and doing what they love to do, listening to music and being free, and it's all good. So it's, but it is crazy, there's no doubt about it. But you have to just moderation, isn't it, you know?
Yeah.
So, but it is, it's a magical place, and it's stunning as well. It's like, there's more to it than just the clubs. It really is a lovely place, you know? But I haven't been in 4 years now. I've been really, since I came back to Ireland, I've just totally stopped everything and got the head down and focused. I've done 15 years of being out and DJing and being all around, so I don't feel like I've missed anything, and I don't feel like I'm going to miss anything. And now that I'm in my 40s, I think it's a good time to really take it to the next level, which is what sort of happened now, which I didn't even mean to happen, but it just sort of, it was a progression, and it's a good one.
I can see here, just to sort of, now I've built you up with the Ibiza vibe, now we've got Here You Love Gardening. Now, what is it with people in their 40s now? Because people are just loving gardening. It is the new going out, isn't it? Gardening and growing your own vegetables.
Yeah. From a young age, like, my granddad was a big gardener and grew all his own vegetables and stuff, and then I just sort of, you know, I got a bit bored there a couple of years ago, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to plant this, because when I moved into my new house, it sort of needed a bit of work doing to the garden and that. So I've done a bit, and then I thought, I'll do a bit more, and I had done a bit of landscaping years ago, and I sort of thought, you know, I'll just tidy this up a little bit, and then I just started getting into it, and then the more and more I've done, the more and more I wanted to do, and then I started growing some tomato plants. And then I've just started growing everything. So, and I'm actually waiting on getting word back in the next couple of weeks on an allotment. So, I really took it to the next level.
But the thing is, it's so cool now. People, you know, I know people have got allotments, and it's like, I'm going down the allotment, and this is what's coming up at the moment. I'm friends with all these people. I eat so many vegetables, I'm surprised I don't explode.
Well, that's it. It's like, as a progression, like, as I said a minute ago there, I've been there, I've done that, I've got the t-shirt, I've lost the t-shirt, I've found it again, I've picked somebody else's t-shirt up, I've done everything to do with t-shirts in the last 15 years, I've been there and done that, so it's you know, it's just a bit, you know, it's nothing now that I'm not missing out on anything anymore.
Yeah.
I've been there and seen it all, I've done it all. I toured with Happy Mondays twice. Like, I toured with Beds for 6 weeks, and I toured with Sean for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
I have seen and done everything that can possibly be seen and done, and heard about it, so I don't think I need to be out mad now. I think the gardening and that, getting this project off the ground, is the main focus now, and it's all going in the right direction.
Now, we played earlier, which is Atom Vibe, featuring the fantastic Melissa. We're going to end with The Future Is Ours. If people want to find out more where to get the EP, you've got your it's DYSTO_Warriors is on Twitter.
Yep.
And where can they find out more, get to download some more tracks?
It'll be on Beatport. I don't think it's actually up at this minute in time. It should be up right and soon, because it's due out now, but they sometimes take 24 hours. So Beatport, Juno... and also, if you go to our label website, which is TigraFairRecords.com, and also you can find us on Facebook, Warriors of the Distotech. I have to get that right myself, to be quite honest. It's not the easiest word to say. So you can get us all there. We're all available through there, and Twitter and that sort of thing. Any problems, just any questions, just hit us up there, and we'll be happy to answer them for you.
Just a quick question. Warriors of the Distotech. I can't get my words out properly. Why did you come up with that name? Why?
Warriors, I am a big, massive Warriors fan there. So you've got the movie, and Dystopia, like... Sean would be big into his B-movies. So would I, to be fair. Not as big as him, but he's absolutely crazy on the B-movie sort of scene. So that's like the dystopian wastelands and stuff like that, and Mad Max and all.
Yep.
So Warriors and Discotech, we tried to be a little bit cool. That was Sean that came up with this. I'm not that clever, to be honest. He does twerk a lot, but he did come up with this name. So he came up with Dystopia and Discotech and put them together and made Distotech.
Yep.
So that's where that came from, and so Warriors of the Distotech, which we thought was pretty cool.
And just about Sean again, just want to bring him back in. Has he got the backside for twerking, or is it a bit flat?
He's working on it. Like, I think what he's hoping to do out of this EP, and if there's any money raised, is to get implants. So that's what he said. That's what he said anyway in a private email. But I just thought I'd like to share that with you. That's what he's doing. He's saving up for to get bum implants.
Well, that would look lovely on stage. I think from a distance you'd be able to see him. That'd be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's all. That's what he'd do live. So he'd go and twerk at the front, get everybody warmed up for it.
Just complete silence. Who is that man on stage? Get him off.
Yeah, Tom Jones won't know. Tom Jones won't even have a clue how many pairs of pants he could throw at him to see what Sean gets. You know, Sean goes out there and twerks, it'll be pants like you've never seen.
Well, there's an image to end the interview on.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thanks very much. It's been great to speak to you. I do love the tracks. They're just fantastic tracks. We're going to end with this one, which is called The Future Is Ours. If you do want to find out more, we'll have all the details up on the website as well. But you have a nice afternoon in the sunshine. Enjoy it.
Absolutely. Same to yourself. And absolutely, thank you very much for your time. And I'm glad you like the music. And I'm glad you know about Sean. So...
I'm just thinking about his backside now. That's all I'm thinking about.
Yeah, you enjoy that thought for the rest of the day.
I will do.
Thank you very much.
All right, thanks very much, Johnny. Cheers, Emma. Bye. Thanks, bye. That is the lovely Johnny. Oh, bless, lovely. Warriors of the Disto Tech. I'm going to get the words out. This is them with The Future Is Ours.